bridges have allowed people who were geographically separated to connect with one another. And that can create tolerance of other people, a more sense of community.
That's Christy Hale, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Christy Hale is an author, illustrator, art director, designer, and educator. She's the creator of many award-winning books for young readers, including Dreaming Up, A Celebration of Building, Copycat, Nature-Inspired Design Around the World, and Water, Land, Land and Water Forms Around the World, just to name a few. She joins us to talk about Reaching Across the Sky, A Celebration of Bridges. Christy, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan. It's very nice to be in conversation with you.
Well, you've written many books for children. What inspired you to write a book about bridges?
I had a family trip in 2011, so a while back, and we were on the Tower Bridge of London, and there's a fabulous exhibit on the history of bridges, and it just lodged in my mind. And of course, so many of us, when we think of bridges, think about the intersection of creativity and engineering, and bridges evoke awe. But what really struck me was just the physical importance of bridges in society, how bridges solve problems and bridges connect us to resources, to other people. They save us time. They create safe paths. There are just so many ways that physical bridges are important.
And I want to talk to you more about that in just a bit. But just a couple quick details. This is a picture book. So for what ages are you recommending the book?
I think that there's kind of a range, but I'm guessing that probably 7 to 11 would be a good range.
So this is a little bit older group than, you know, traditionally people think of picture books as being for younger children, but because of the amount of information and type of information, it would appeal to an older reader.
I think so. There's many classrooms that study bridges in third grade. It's probably their studies beyond that. But yes, this book can be read at kind of a earlier level. There's larger text that's simple to read to younger children. And then there's a lot of additional text that gives additional information.
Well, give us an overview of what readers are going to find here in this book.
There will be sort of a basic understanding of what bridges do, the way that they overcome obstacles, they make connections across cities, states, countries, even continents. They bring us things we need. They create safe paths. They make it so that we can get to the places we need to go, have access to healthcare, to school, to markets. They make life easier. They're helping hands. Bridges open us up to adventures too. They connect us to other people. So all that is in the book. And then additionally, there's quite a bit of extra, what we call back matter in the book, where I talk about the many different kinds of bridges and how those are engineered, giving examples. And I also talk about different materials and how the materials that people have developed over time have allowed longer bridge spans. There's definitions, there's an example of different parts of the bridges. So there's quite a bit. And then there's other source material.
Christy, before we talk more about the book, would you read a small portion of it for us to give us a taste of what readers are going to find here?
Sure. Bridges close gaps, connecting us to people, land, and resources. Bridges open possibilities for new adventures. Bridges are wings lifting to the sky, spanning distances across the world.
What I found fascinating, as you've already discussed, it does go into some of the mechanics and engineering of bridges, different types of bridges. But more importantly, you point out how it has this impact on not only individuals, but societies and bringing communities together, et cetera. So they perform a much more sort of basic yet wide-ranging function than more people might think.
Yes, and I think that's so important. Bridges have allowed people who were geographically separated to connect with one another, and that can create tolerance of other people, a more sense of community. There's a lot that connection allows once you can get from one side of the gap to the other side of the gap.
There are a lot of different types of bridges here, some I didn't even think of. Can you give us an idea of sort of the type of bridges and different types of bridges that people maybe don't think about?
Well, probably the most basic bridge that we think of was inspired by a fallen log, and that is a beam bridge that just is a length of wood or something across two end supports. There's, of course, stone bridges, and those can be stepping stone bridges. They can be piled up stones like the tar steps, a medieval bridge. And of course, the Romans made many arch bridges with stones. We also experience in our natural world a lot of natural arch bridges where stone or sand has eroded to create arches. And then there's suspension bridges like the Brooklyn Bridge, and there's many other. And suspension bridges have cables and supports, beams that allow for longer spans. There's cable-stayed bridges where the deck of the bridge is supported and directly up to some sort of pillar. And then, of course, there's all sorts of bridges constructed of trusses, like railroad bridges, basic triangle shapes. There's lots of movable bridges, many different types of movable bridges. It's fascinating, the ingenuity of engineers that figure out, you know, how to keep traffic flowing and open and close bridges, fold, lift, all sorts of things. So there's a world of bridge design.
The book is for children, but as an adult, I learned new things about bridges that I did not know.
I certainly learned a lot in trying to put it all together, but it was very fun to learn about it. And now every time I go over any bridge, I find that I'm analyzing it. What type is this?
So what new appreciation of bridges do you hope kids will take away from this book?
Well, there are still so many bridges that need to be built. As I was working on this, I was particularly interested in organizations like Bridges to Prosperity that are building bridges to people who are cut off and they don't have access to a lot of basic needs. So there's still so many bridges that need to be built. There's older bridges need repair, and just changing conditions in the environment mean that future bridges are going to have to account for all the intensifying conditions. So I hope that there's some young builders that will be inspired to close gaps and open opportunities for other people.
As you note in the book, as the future unfolds, new materials become available. And you did mention one bridge. It was made pretty much all out of recycled materials, which I thought was interesting.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sure there's more and more of that as we learn to look around us and to think of everything as a resource and to try and use our resources wisely.
Now, there's a question I'd like to ask you about process here, because as you well know, often with picture books, there's an author and there's a separate illustrator. And sometimes they don't even meet. They just work through an editor. But you're both. Do you feel like that gives you a creative advantage when you're putting your books together?
Definitely. I also designed the book, so I got to wear a lot of different hats. But yes, I've worked in publishing since the mid-80s too. So I feel like the form of a picture book is very much in my mind. And so as I'm writing, I can go kind of back and forth between visuals and words. And sometimes the visuals come before the words, often the words before the visuals, but there's a interplay that getting to wear both hats allows me to shift between.
Tell us about the process you use to create this particular look.
I used collage, which was cut paper, ripped paper, and lots of glue. And so my desk was covered with little scraps of paper, and it's somewhat therapeutic when things around me are falling apart to glue little pieces together to create meaning. But my hope was that because bridges are sort of this dialogue between the natural world and the human-made world, that cutting for sharp edges and ripping for soft ones would get at that interplay of the geometric and the organic.
Well, what's next for you?
I'm in development mode right now, and I always have many ideas. As I mentioned, the seed of this started in 2011. So I have lots of half-baked ideas that I'm nudging along. Some of them might be nonfiction, some fiction. So development mode.
Do you plan to continue to do more books that are sort of along that STEM line to help kids be engaged in the world in that way?
Well, I'm very interested in form and structure. A lot of other books that I've done in one way or another, even in the writing, I'm interested in structure, like might be poetry. So something that fascinates me, but I haven't figured out how to get at it yet, is urban design. But it's a massive topic. So yes, because it's always of interest to me, I'm sure that I will, one way or another, keep working to bring that into the form of a picture book.
Well, this current picture book is Reaching Across the Sky, A Celebration of Bridges, written, designed, and illustrated by Christy Hale. Christy, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you, Dan. This was a pleasure.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.